Buckle up, friends, and welcome to the Thriving Alcohol-Free Podcast. I'm your host, Deb, otherwise known as Mocktail Mom, a retired wine drinker that finally got sick and tired of spinning on life's broken record called Detox to Retox. Let this podcast be an encouragement to you if alcohol is maybe a form of self-care for you, where you find yourself dragging through the day waiting to pour another glass. I am excited to share with you the fun of discovering new things to drink when you aren't drinking and the joy of waking up each day without a hangover. It is an honor to serve as your sober fun guide, so sit back and relax or keep doing whatever it is you're doing. This show is produced for you with love from the great state of Kentucky. Thanks so much for being here and big time cheers. Okay, hey friends, it's Deb. Welcome back. How are you? How are you doing? This episode is going to drop on Halloween. I'm actually wearing a purple wig right now. I'm wearing a purple wig because it's a lot of fun, but we just had our happy half hour. It's Thursday evening when I'm recording this for you. And in our happy half hour tonight in the membership, we had a little costume party. And so some of the gals got dressed up. One gal was a ladybug. Another gal was dressed up as like a Prego sauce. And she made an announcement that she's expecting a baby. And had another girl dressed up like from the 60s. And myself just wearing a wig. Another gal wearing a wig. And we just had a great, great time tonight celebrating sober living. We actually chatted tonight about a book that we had read in the last month called Sober Vibes. Some of us have been reading it. And it's by Courtney Anderson. I had her on the podcast. She's the founder of National Sober Day. Anyway, I had Courtney on the podcast a couple weeks ago, I think. And we just had a great time tonight talking about some of the takeaways from the books. So I'll share some of those with you. But I'm just coming in tonight to do a mini episode with you guys on Halloween. It's a big, you know, kind of a big drinking day, especially like in mommy wine culture. You know, it's like walk the kids, you know, order pizza, typically like a lot of people do, order pizza, you know, have all the friends over, drink some wine, pour it all in your Yeti cup and take the kids out to walk for, you know, collecting candy. So I have nothing against all the fun of Halloween, but I definitely got caught up kind of in that, you know, walk the neighborhood with my wine. So anyway, I don't know if whenever you're listening to this, I just want to encourage you that the fun is not over if you are not drinking or if you're thinking about evaluating your relationship with alcohol or just kind of sober curious, if you're sober window shopping. I just want to encourage you, the fun's not over and there are still good things to drink. Actually, tonight on our happy half hour, I made a drink that ingredients had been sent to me from Joyous and Monday. The drink that I made was called the Red Moon over Manhattan. I want to give you the recipe. This is like a free little bonus, which actually it's on their website. It's not like this is some, it's not some secret from me. This is just sharing what I've learned and what I made tonight that was so, so good. Red Moon over Manhattan is the name of it. A fun Halloween drink, but it's about 2 ounces of Joyous is what we use tonight. Joyous non-alcoholic Cabernet Sauvignon, a delicious, delicious red wine. If you're looking for something special for, you know, Thanksgiving coming up or Christmas or holidays, whatever, birthday party, whatever, Joyous is fantastic. My affiliate code is Mocktail Mom. If you need a discount or want a discount or not, or just buy it, doesn't matter to me. But anyway, you're going to do 2 ounces of Joyous to make your drink, half an ounce of Monday whiskey, so good, and then half an ounce of simple syrup. Shake that all up with some ice, get a little froth going, pour it in a chilled glass. You can garnish with an orange, a little orange slice or orange peel, make it fancy. So, so yummy. Simple, 3 ingredients, some non-alcoholic red wine, some non-alcoholic whiskey, and some simple syrup. And I always use a Swoon brand simple syrup because it's made with monk fruit. So it, you know, lowers your sugar content of your mocktails, which a lot of times is a concern for people. So anyway, I'm going to keep this super short. I just want to do a little mini episode, a little check-in. I just got back from vacation today. I was in Florida. I was in Manasota Key, which is like an hour and a half south of Tampa. It was so wonderful. My daughter, well, I have 2 daughters, but my younger daughter is still here in school, in high school, in the county's school district, whatever. And they get fall break. So she actually has over a week off. It's ridiculous. Thursday, Friday, the whole next weekend, the whole next week, and then another weekend. I mean, it's like, I feel like we're on Christmas break right now, but it's fall break. So we went down to Florida, her and I. She thought it was just going to be her and I, but I had her older sister, my first daughter, surprise her at the airport when we landed in Tampa. So it was so fun to have Hannah surprise her. We got to all spend a few days together. And then I took Hannah back to the airport and my older sister, came down and spent the rest of the time with us. So we kind of had a sister's trip, a girl's trip. My daughters got to be together, and then I got to be with one of my sisters. So it was so fun, such a great time. And I was sick when I first got there, and then my lip got really sunburned. So it was a great time, though. It really was a great time, but there were some things I was like, oh, what is happening? But anyway, I just wanted to encourage you that sober living keeps giving gifts. And this vacation I just went on, we stayed in this little Airbnb. If you need a great Airbnb to go to, it's not fancy. It's like a no frills, but it's clean, super, super clean, which I love, and well cared for, well maintained. And it is like roll out of your bed and you're on the beach at the Gulf of Mexico. And it's a quiet beach. So if you're looking for a place, let me know and I'll hook you up. But what I was going to say is, this was a going back. I had been there 3 years ago. Lily and I were at the same place in 2020, and I was drinking at the time. I was drinking, and it was at the end of my drinking career. We were coming to the end. I didn't know it was the end, but I was coming to the end, the screeching halt that I came to. Being there with Lily, it was just the two of us, and I was embarrassed that one bottle of wine was not going to be enough for me for the week. Like, there was no way that was going to last me for the week. But, you know, it was just the two of us, and be like, oh, let me go grab five bottles of wine and have them sit here in the kitchen. So there's two bedrooms in this little place. So she was in her little bedroom. I was in my bedroom. There's a little closet. So in the closet, no joke, I had wine in the closet. So this was like a vacation of like come out of the closet that I was just on, because there was no wine. I did not keep any wine in the closet this time. I was there. I was present. I wasn't thinking about, do I have any wine left? Do I need to stop at the store? How do I sneak out to the store? How do I say, Lil, I got to run to the store. You stay here. I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to think. I didn't have to do any rigmarole, any gymnastics around my drinking, you know, I don't know, looking for opportunities, you know, so it was wonderful. It was a vacation of just true, authentic freedom, because I'd go sit and watch the sunset and not be bringing my wine and zoning out. I wasn't zoning out from anything. I was enjoying it all. So I hope you're enjoying it all. Or if you're just window shopping your sobriety and you're just curious, I want to encourage you that there are so many good things ahead for you wherever you are in your sober journey. So in my membership in Thriving Alcohol Free, which I want to give a huge shout out. If you are a member of Thriving Alcohol Free and you're listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a member. Thank you for supporting this podcast. Thank you for being a part of my journey and being such an encouragement to me. It is such an encouragement to be connected to women who are, you know, looking to enjoy mocktails or just looking for sober, curious encouragement, or are really looking for, you know, a sober lifestyle. And so the women in my membership, you guys encourage my heart so much. So I just want to celebrate each of you. But tonight we had our happy half hour. It was so much fun. And we talked about a book, Sober Vibes, which was our book for the month of October by Courtney Anderson. She's actually the founder of National Sober Day. She was my guest on the podcast a couple weeks ago, I think, maybe 4 weeks ago. I can't remember. But Courtney was on and we talked about some of the takeaways from her book. And I feel like it goes hand in hand with my vacation because, well, so many great takeaways in her book. Her whole book is a guide to thriving in your first 3 months without alcohol. So even now, though, at almost 36 months, my 34 months alcohol-free, this book is still is an encouragement to my heart. There's a lot of areas to write journal things, but so many good nuggets, so many good takeaways. And we chatted about it on the happy half hour on our Zoom call for the membership tonight. But a couple of them I just want to share with you, Courtney shares, and I totally agree. It is never too early and it's never too late to quit drinking. It is never too early and it is never too late to quit drinking. So when I was approaching not drinking, I was really just evaluating my relationship with alcohol. I wanted to moderate. I wanted to be able to drink less. I wanted to be able to pour a glass of wine and not finish the entire thing. I wanted to open a bottle of wine and not finish the entire thing. I wanted to just not think about it so much. I didn't want to want it as much. You know, I didn't want to become sober. Are you kidding me? That word, I was like, no way. I would never have said that about myself. Anyway, all that to say, I was approaching my 50th birthday and it was like, I don't want the next decade to be like this last decade has been of drinking more than I intended to. So anyway, all that to say, you are never too old, never too young. So I was approaching my 50th birthday when I was really in that stage of evaluation. And, you know, a lot of people might be 50. You're so old. You're so old at 50, you know, whatever, not really. And you're never too young. Maybe somebody at 90 be like, that's kind of young. Sober life can happen at any age. At any age, and the opportunity to change your life can happen at any time. You decide. You absolutely decide. Your life isn't over. If you're listening to this, you know, tickets not punched. You have one life to live. And so make it the absolute best that you can. And not being zoned out and not being buzzed, you know, or having a mommy wine headache or hangover, whatever you want to call it, you begin to really just step into who you are, who you've always been, who you've always been. So I am cheering you on. I am cheering for you to just find whoever that was, who you were years and years ago, maybe before you started drinking, and just step into yourself, into your best future. Freedom, of absolute authentic freedom. So what was I going to say? I have a couple of notes here. I want to make sure I don't forget anything. This is going to be a short one. It's going to be short, keeping this episode shorter. Just want to say, having a hangover-free vacation. I have had I've had several in the last 3 years, but this one was really special because going down to Florida and staying in the same place where I, you know, numbed myself out too many evenings and being there and just being 100% present was such a gift. And, you know, both my parents have passed away, but my dad used to say, well, he said so many funny things, but I should start sharing herbisms. My dad was awesome. But, you know, he used to always say, you know, take the opportunities while you can. Take the moments while you can. So if you have an opportunity right now to do something, take the opportunity. Even if it's right now, just text someone that you haven't talked to in a long time. Tell them that you love them. If you are regretting right now, like, oh, something happened with that person and I feel so bad, or I didn't reach out to them in the way that I wanted to, or whatever, reach out to them. It's not over. Just reach out to them now. Take the opportunities now. You want to go on that trip? Take the opportunity now while you can, while you have health, while you have energy, vitality, whatever. While you have sobriety, while you have a sober mind, take the opportunities while you can. I just want to encourage you, because I am so grateful that there's a lot of things going on right now in life, in our family, or, you know, just in life. And it's like, you know what? It was so wonderful. So anyway, it's wonderful to be home. I will say that is wonderful to be back home. Let me see if there's anything else. There's so many good takeaways from Sober Vibes that we chat about tonight on our happy half hour. But, you know, just keeping your why in front of you, reminding yourself of your why is going to change, you know, but your life is going to change. Your life, and if you're in the very beginning of your alcohol-free journey, your life right now is not going to be the same in 6 months at all. It's going to be so changed. And your challenges right now that feel so hard, and it feels so desperate, it feels so impossible to live without a drink or without wine or whatever you're drink of choices. It feels impossible. I promise you, one step in front of the other, just not drinking right now. That's what you're doing right now. You're not drinking right now. You're not drinking right now. You don't have to say forever. You're not drinking right now. And just keep doing that over and over and over. And it just builds upon itself. It builds upon itself. And I promise you, in several months, it's going to feel a lot different than maybe it does right now. So just want to encourage your heart that I'm here for you. It has been so much fun to have this podcast. I started the podcast in January. I was terrified, absolutely terrified to start a podcast. I'm so thankful that I did. It's been so much fun. I want to give a huge shout out to Giessen, who is my sponsor. I love them. I love them so much. I love drinking their wine. I talk about them all the time. I purchase their wine at Total Wine. I mean, you can buy it a lot of places, but it's local for me here at Total Wine and Kroger. Actually, it's at Kroger now. They're Sauvignon Blancs at Kroger. It's not all of the 0% are at Kroger, but all of them are at Total Wine. And so I love them. I'm so grateful that they are supporting this podcast. So if you're listening today, you are listening because Giessen is helping us produce this podcast. So thank you, Giessen. Huge shout out to you all down in New Zealand. You're my faves. And I would be talking about you. Well, I do talk about you. I've been talking about you for a long time before you became a sponsor of this podcast. And I'm very grateful. So anyway, I just want to share my grateful heart with you guys. I'm turning 52 on Sunday, and every day is a gift. Every day is a gift. I don't take life for granted. It can change in an instant. I know you know that for whatever the circumstances are in your life that you've learned that. Life can change in a second. And if you are having a normal day right now, if you are not attached to an IV pole, you are not laying in a hospital bed, there's always something to be grateful for, even when I have been grateful, even when there was an IV pole attached to me. Even when my seven-year-old, my older daughter, when she was attached to an IV pole, I used to make a joke that, I don't know if I share with you guys, but we lived on a hospital unit for her when she was seven, for like 160 nights. And so she was attached to an IV pole pretty much, I think probably every single night. So I used to joke because she was into dancing at the time. And I was like, my daughter's an Ivy pole dancer. So it's like, you know, every mother's dream is for a child to grow up and be an Ivy pole dancer. But all that to say, there's always something to be grateful for. I'm so grateful for each of you for listening to this podcast, for being a supporter and encourager of me, and for cheering me on my alcohol-free journey. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a listener. If you would, please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please leave a review. It makes a big difference. I didn't really know that. I haven't been asking for it. So please leave a review or a rating. That does make a huge difference, and I really, really appreciate it. So big time cheers to you. Lots and lots of love from the state of Kentucky. I'm back in Kentucky from Florida. I do love Florida, and I would be happy to be saying big time cheers from the great state of Florida. But I'm not. I'm back in Kentucky. So thankful. I walked past my husband with this purple wig on before our happy half hour. And he was like, I'm like, aren't you so happy I'm home? Your crazy wife is back. So I'm back, you guys. Next week, we will have an interview episode again. Solo episode, probably back towards the end of the year. But we'll have some interviews between now and then. I have a bunch booked up. So excited for those that are coming, and look forward to connecting with all of you either on Facebook or Instagram, in the DMs or wherever. Lots of love, lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you guys later. It shouldn't come as a surprise that I am a massive fan of Giessen's 0% wines, and I am so proud to have them as the exclusive non-alcoholic wine sponsor of the Thriving Alcohol-Free Podcast. If you're reducing your alcohol intake, Giessen's alcohol-removed wines are a phenomenal alternative without sacrificing anything except maybe a hangover. Giessen's 0% wines are not grape juice in a wine bottle. There is some serious science that goes into every single bottle of their alcohol-removed options. Their full-strength wines go through advanced spinning cone technology where the alcohol is removed, but the wine maintains the aroma and the body to create a low-calorie wine that never contains more than 0.5 ABV. Friends, I was not good at science, but the Giessen winemaker Duncan, he sure was, so I trust the magic of Giessen's alcohol-removed deliciousness. Giessen comes from the Marlborough region of New Zealand, widely available in global markets. If I can get it here in Kentucky, you can probably find it where you are too. And don't worry if you've been saying it wrong. I said it wrong for the longest time. It's Giessen, spelled G-I-E-S-E-N. Sounds like the geese that maybe you see at the park. I hope you love it. Big time cheers to you for tuning in to the Thriving Alcohol-Free Podcast. I hope you will take something from today's episode and make one small change that will help you to thrive and have fun in life without alcohol. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social, send up a flare, or leave a rating and a review. I am cheering for you as you discover the world of non-alcoholic drinks and as you journey towards authentic freedom. See you in the next episode.